Here now with the Hall of Famer, both on the field and in the radio booth. Mike Quick joins me now on Eagles 360. Michael, how busy week here. Fun times.
Man, it's been busy around here, but it is fun. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. You know, when I got the news, I got really excited.
We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, let's talk about the news. Yeah,
there's a lot of news. But before we do that, we need to take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster. For the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets, visit NFLTicketExchange.com. Mike, we've obviously got Denver here on Sunday and then a bye week. And from a player's point of view, what's going through your mind? Are you trying to rush through this game to get to the bye week?
No, I just think you make sure that this game, you're on top of it. You know you're going to have some time off. So you really exhaust everything this week, getting prepared for the Broncos and then playing that game on Sunday.
And then after that, of course, it is a nice leisurely bye week. And then back to prime time in the state of Texas, not in Dallas. I almost said Dallas, Arlington, Texas. And the Cowboys wait for really kind of the game that could define whether this is going to be a race or not in the NFC East.
Yeah, I think that is going to be the game, regardless of Zeke there or not. When you play the Cowboys, it's always a big game for the Eagles, for Philadelphia, for Dallas. But I think that game will determine the race in the NFC East. Though the Eagles have a couple of games ahead, they're a couple of games ahead of the Cowboys. It's still between the Eagles and the Cowboys to determine the NFC East.
Very much agree with you. And then after that, look, we'll talk about the race as it comes down to the wire as November turns cold and we get into the thick of things. We haven't had one for a while here, Mike. It's good times here with the Philadelphia Eagles. That's a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule. Now we want to take our first look at the new Eagle running back, Jay Ajayi, presented by Whip Flea. And the Eagles making a trade on Tuesday, sending a fourth-round draft pick to Miami and getting a running back who was in the Pro Bowl 1 year ago. First, let's talk about Ajayi and what he brings to the table.
I just think he's extremely talented, and I think he's a perfect fit for what the Eagles like to do offensively. You know, a lot of those stretch runs that the Eagles like to run to the outside, he's perfect for that. And that's what he's done in Miami. He's averaging nearly 3.5 yards a carry, but their offense down there is just not doing well. Having a guy like that behind this offensive line, I think really helps. So the running backs here, they all have their strengths, but he has a combination of all those strengths. His speed to the outside, his power and the ability to break tackles, his deep speed. He can run away from people. So he brings a combination of a lot of things that you want at the running back spot.
I guess one reaction has been here, well, why even address the running back position? The Eagles are fifth in the league in rushing. It seems to be okay. Have they left yards on the field?
It seems to be okay, but I know this coaching staff and personnel department, they can see where this running offense could be a lot better. And I think he's an excellent fit, as I said, for this offense, for this style of offense.
One area that really hasn't worked to the highest level with this offense has been in the screen game.
Yeah.
What about Ajayi in the screen game?
Perfect.
Yeah.
I think he's perfect for the screen game. And, you know, Doug likes a lot of different screen actions and creating lots of different ways to get to the screen. I think having him in a screen out in space with big bodies out in front of him, I think you get a lot of production out of him in that way.
You know, things really have gone south in Miami. I mean, they lose their quarterback, Adam Gase, head coach, so frustrated. And the first move they make is getting rid of a running back who, not productive this year, but a Pro Bowl player a year ago. Seems like a very drastic move.
I think it's drastic, but I think down there they're going to make even more moves because, when a new coach comes in, he has to feel like he's comfortable with the people that he has. So he's going to clean house. He's going to let people go that many people are going to question him letting go. But that guy has to do what he feels is best for that organization. And if he feels getting a fourth-round pick for next year's draft and letting Ajayi go, then good for the Eagles.
Yeah, for sure. How can you see Ajayi making an impact this week against Denver?
I think that would be difficult unless you're going to, we're going to run stretch right, stretch left, which is something that he knows, and you put him in situations like that. I think it's going to be after the bye. You know, you got Denver this week, you got the bye week, and if he's got 2 weeks to now understand, get working with Deuce Daly and the guys that are going to teach him this offense, then after the bye, then I think that's a perfect time to insert him and start to see how he fits into this offense.
Will he block in pass protection?
That's a big one. Yeah, I think, you know, he's a big guy. He's 5'11". He's, you know, over 200 pounds.
220, 223, yeah.
He's a big guy. So he adds that element where he's going to be able to hold off those rushes coming after Carson Wentz. And, you know, that's a big part of it. Not just running the football, but you have to be able to block and pass protection. And he brings that element to it as well.
Mike, how much does this make the Eagles more, and we're talking about this, I know it's only midseason, more viable contenders to get into the playoffs? Not only get in, but to be a one or two seed.
No, they're already a viable contender. Mm-hmm. I think this just makes that position stronger. All of the assets that he brings, I think it just makes that unit stronger. But, you know, just that move in itself, I think was a great move. And it's when I saw it, I got excited. And here's the thing. This coaching staff, they got to see this kid for 4 days. When the Miami Dolphins were here in the summer practicing against the Eagles in training camp, they got to see a lot of Ajayi. So they know what they're getting.
Yeah, and then he scored 2 touchdowns at 53 yards in the preseason game against the Eagles. So that is our newest running back here in Philadelphia, Jay Ajayi. A first look at him, and hopefully he makes a big impact down the stretch for the Eagles. We've got more to get to here on Eagles 360. Mike and Ike, a little progress report on a player, a young player, another young player on the defensive side of the ball, cornerback Jalen Mills. 3 interceptions this season, and he took one to the house on Sunday against San Francisco. When we return, a progress report on cornerback Jalen Mills.